the Bible says as Jehoshaphat and Jerusalem prostrated themselves before God, he moved into the worship and praise of the people who stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with loud voices. And 2 Chronicles 20:21 says, and the choir sang their praises unto the Lord. So when they were fearful, when they were scared, when they were facing the battle of their lifetime, what did the people do? The people rose up and gave praise. Praise unto God.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, everybody. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I thank you for listening to Your Place of Grace. Today, we're going to talk about how to be victorious in battle. Now, in your spare time, I would like to ask you to please look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Read the chapter. Just for time's sake, we don't have time to read the whole chapter today, but do in your own study time, please look at 2 Chronicles chapter 20, because that's what we're talking about right now. So in that particular chapter of the Bible, when a great attack came upon the nation of Judah, Jehoshaphat called the people to get serious with God by fasting and devoting themselves to prayer and praise. Coming from near and far, God's people then gathered at the temple of the Lord in the front of the new courtyard. Jehoshaphat stood before the entire assembly, and they cried out to God. It was here the people acknowledged their defense and deliverance was his ultimate sovereign power. So there's a principle of spiritual battle here. It's so important. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 3 says, and Jehoshaphat feared, and he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast through all Judah. The principal response was to seek and fast in the Lord. So the people were proving their sincerity through fasting, which is highly significant to the release of a spiritual stronghold. The prophet Isaiah points this out. He writes, is this not the fast I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? That's Isaiah 58, verse 6. You see, fasting from a heart that is infused with God's presence, motivated by love, and sustained through relationship, produces a breaking of the chains, thus resulting in God's triumph in your battle. So Jehoshaphat feared God. This was respect of God, a reverence toward his sovereign rule, unto his commitment to his people, a reverence and regard for what God says, and not to be totally focused on one's circumstances. There was a declaration in battle, too. The Bible says that as the people gathered in the assembly, they remembered the Lord, and they began a string of declarations that strengthened them for warfare. First, they declared their relationship. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 7, They said, "Are you not our God who drove out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend, forever?" Then they declared a testimony. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 8 says, "And they dwell in it, and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name." And then they restate God's covenant. That's 2 Chronicles 20, verse 9. They said, "We will stand before this temple and in your presence, for your name is in this temple, and cry out to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save us." And then they declared their inheritance. They said, "By coming to throw us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit." They were scared. They were facing a huge, great battle. There was the battalion chief. And the Bible says, "Thus says the Lord to you, for the battle is not yours, but God's." 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. An army that vastly outnumbered them was assailing Judah, but the Lord threw that army into confusion. Oh, dear one, when you have received a word from heaven, stand your ground in faith and watch what the chief will do to confound your adversary. God is our battalion chief. Praise God. He can be trusted. Now, there's a caveat here. While God came to Judah's rescue in this situation, one of the greatest challenges of our faith is to stand and actually be crushed in our situation. When warfare is accomplished, it doesn't always ensure we won't be crushed in earthly terms. Jesus himself was crushed, crying out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" That was Matthew 27, verse 46. You see, even though he was crushed, yet Jesus rose from the dead, and we will too. These people were warriors in praise. The Bible says, as Jehoshaphat and Jerusalem prostrated themselves before God, he moved into the worship and praise of the people who stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with loud voices. And 2 Chronicles 20:21 says, "And the choir sang their praises unto the Lord." So when they were fearful, when they were scared, when they were facing the battle of their lifetime, what did the people do? The people rose up and gave praise. Praise unto God. That's translated from the word halal, which literally means an open declaration and show of boasting about God with a loud voice. Translated from the Hebrew gadawl, which would be like shouting in a megaphone or a megahorn. The choir sang their praise. That's translated from the word yada, which literally means reaching your hand out to receive the triumph or inheritance. This is not to get, but rather to receive. You see, the Lord wants to flow his blessing down over us as we lift our hands in worship and praise. So what happens when you are facing the battle of your life? What happens when you are facing insurmountable, impossible odds? dear ones. God has given us a great possession that others would like to keep from us. Focus on the patterns of praise that were employed by Judah as they won this great battle. And move in to possess your inheritance that Jesus won for you on Calvary's cross. God says in Psalm 2, verse 8, "Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession." Hallelujah. As we seek God, first giving him the worship he deserves, we will become empowered by his Spirit in our warfare to receive God's ultimate triumph as we lift our voices in praise.
"Oh, but Pastor Tony, man, I don't know. I'm just so under the gun. I'm just so beaten down. I am surrounded by the enemy on every side. I don't know if I can praise."
That's when you need to praise God loudly, boldly, in faith. When you don't feel like it, when the odds are against you, when the mountain is blocking your way, when it seems like all hope is lost, that's when you, dear one, need to do exactly what the Bible says and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. That's when you need to make a sacrifice of praise when you don't feel like it. Lift up your voice. Shout unto God. Shout and shout grace. Grace to that mountain before you. Shout grace. Grace to those impossible odds. And watch what God will do. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, dear ones, I really doubt that you'll be an effective spiritual warrior if all you ever do is you're just standing up or sitting down. Sometimes we need to get on the floor with our faces in the rug and cry out to God. We need to get prostrate before the Lord. Trust in him. Shout unto God. Praise him. Thank him. Worship him and adore him. Father God, whatever impossible situations my brothers and sisters are facing today, Father God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the blood-stained banner of the cross of Calvary, where Jesus suffered and died for each one of us, where his blood shed for us cleanses us from every stain of sin and iniquity, where it washes away our shame and our guilt. We give you praise for the cross of Christ, for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who bore our punishment, who bore the hell that we so deserved for our sins, for our filth, for our debauchery. And Jesus, we give you all the praise and glory. And we plead your precious blood over every man, woman, and young person listening to this podcast today. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, my dear friends. You are victorious. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us the victory. In your holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God, dear ones. You are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved you and who gave himself for you. Praise God. I'm so appreciative that you take time out of your busy day to listen to this little bitty podcast from this little bitty preacher. No, this is not a multi-million-dollar ministry. No, but I am an evangelist and a pastor, and I've been in full-time ministry now in the Assemblies of God for 26 years. And I love what I do. I love what God has called me to do. I love traveling and preaching, teaching. I love meeting new people and leading them to Christ. And I'm glad you're listening. And please do grab a copy of my latest book. I think you'll love it. I really do. It's called The Forgiving Heart. You'll find The Forgiving Heart on Amazon.com and at my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. The Forgiving Heart by Anthony Sluzis is in paperback and in Kindle format. And buy several copies. Pass them around to family, friends, coworkers, fellow students, classmates, whatever. Hey, if there's anything that we need in our world today, it's love and a forgiving heart. I'm telling you, this new book of mine will bless you. So until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may he give you peace, protection, joy unspeakable and full of glory, laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, and home. And may he grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzis. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.